I tend to go through spurts where like I drink a lot like every day, and then I'll go for a few weeks and then not drink any coffee.
Yeah. I usually I'll drink coffee throughout the day, but this week was like we were on the go so much that it was pretty much I got my daily dose right in the morning, and then that was it for the remainder of the day. And so I didn't have my after lunch coffee and my dessert coffee for dinner. And I'm pretty much a hobbit for coffee. So
hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our experiences in the game. We spotlight different guests and communities and are a place to talk about uplifting experiences that we've had. I'm Kingsley Mack. With me, as normal, we have Sin. How are you tonight, Sin?
Pretty good. Just wondering why you sound like a robot now.
Mm. Well, hopefully in all the magical editing, I will not sound like a robot.
I think it's just Discord, so we're going to be good.
Yeah, we have ways to work around it. But we are very, very excited tonight. We have a special guest with us, Gunbait, or Gunbait101. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this evening. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. For those that aren't familiar with Gunbait, Gunbait is a member of the Hoot Dog Clan and has been a host on the Hoot Dog Radio podcast, and we spotlighted that podcast in the past. And he recently went to Guardian Con, so one of the main reasons we're excited to have him on tonight.
It wasn't because of my smile. I know it doesn't
that
reflect
is always,
across a
always. If you see the our Discord history, you can see you have a nice smile.
Oh. And as I told you earlier, it was more about the dash cam goodies from Drafty. That's exactly why we wanted you on.
Which we well know that'll translate just perfectly over audio format.
So. Yeah. Follow the Discord for more info. But yeah, you just recently got back from this. I assume it was a wonderful trip. I bet you're tired and everything.
Yeah.
Does that even need to be said?
So I left from Atlanta at 3 a.m. this morning and just got back just a couple hours ago and in northern Ohio. So, I drove the whole way. So, yeah, I am tired. But besides that, though, the trip was absolutely fantastic. Family was good on the trip. Made some family stops along the way. So we... And even went to Universal Studios while we were down in Florida. So made a whole trip out of it. Guardian Con was one of my main focuses for going down. But, just kind of made a whole big vacation, a nice trip out of it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and we were very excited to have you on because I know I've wanted to go to Guardian Hub before. And basically living vicariously through everyone on Twitter that went to Guardian Hub this year. It was great. I felt like
Guardian Con.
Yes.
We are the hub. We are the best hub on the net.
But and this is awkward.
Yes. there's a distraction out my window right now. Maybe I should close my blinds.
Listeners, in case you can
read the script. No, just kidding. We're professionals here.
Kingsley doesn't even know where he is right now.
I know.
I was watching Stranger Things just before coming down to record tonight, and that's a really creepy show. I tell you, not to get on a side tangent, but they had a bunch of rats exploding in this episode. Spoiler alert if you're not on season 3. No,
the whole point is to say spoilers before you get to that. Thanks for that.
Have you not seen season 3 yet?
No.
All right. Did you watch it?
I do. It just came out on the 4th, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like...
You won't know by context, though. So if I only say that, you won't know the whole context, at least.
Yeah, but when I see exploding rats, it'll be like, my immersion.
Well, you'll understand what it all means when it happens, at least.
Okay.
I won't go into why, the whys or whatnot. But I only watched the first episode tonight.
Oh, okay.
So now you have to catch up, so no spoilers.
Yeah. No, this weekend I plan to do a whole bunch of stuff because... while we were down in Florida, we actually had a huge storm roll through, and it actually knocked out the Wi-Fi router at the cottage that I was staying at. And so we were operating. And that was one of the reasons I would have recorded with you guys earlier in the week. But I had very limited internet connectivity. I was operating on mobile hotspot, and that was spotty at best.
Oh, damn.
But we made do. We had a fire stick at the cottage, like late at night when we wanted to watch TV and
right.
And just basically watch Netflix on very low resolution and just got through it all. So
hey, at least it was there. At least you had it to use.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm highly thankful that my phone had that capability. So,
hey, that's okay. So about spoilers, I still haven't seen Endgame yet.
Neither have I.
Oh, and I've already heard two big spoilers.
You know what's surprisingly interesting is I have not heard any spoilers. But then again, I also have certain things built into Google Chrome that I block out certain words. and I can actually keep relatively spoiler free. Like, there was a whole bunch of people posting spoilers during Game of Thrones time, during that whole last season. And apparently other people were being offended, but... I wasn't even bothered by it. I was able to watch stuff, a few days after everybody, all the hype died down and stuff. And I was able to just enjoy it for myself. So
nice. Yeah. The Massive Breakdown did a IRL podcast that they posted, and it was the, they were kind of ranking their MCU movies.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were placing Endgame, they actually set a big one in there.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes. I'm like, okay, well, I heard the first one like a few weeks prior because of people at work. And then I went through and didn't know anything else like about the story. And then I listened to that podcast and then heard that. I was like, ah. And now I'm just waiting for it to come back out in theaters because it's supposed to be coming back out in theaters to watch it.
Well, I will get to it at some point, but I get to a point where it's like I get marveled out, and I love the Marvel franchise and all that, but I was watching everything, as it was coming out in theaters and stuff, and I just got to a point where I was like, I gotta take a break from this. And did I hear correctly that Disney just purchased DC now as well?
I did not read that. I'm so far behind. So if that's the case, so that means Disney would have Marvel and DC?
Yeah. So they can actually, if they wanted to, they could have a crossover universe if they wanted to.
I don't see that being any good. but I guess that would be good for them.
No, it'd be fantastic. And I don't think Disney did a bad job with the Marvel movies. And I honestly don't think that they're doing a bad job with the Star Wars movies either. Just if you're using Marvel as an example, I think that they can do a pretty good job. I think they have the money to pay the directors the right amount of, the right fee to get the job done.
So. Right.
But I hope they reflect the 1970s version of Batman or 1960s version in spandex.
Sorry, we got interrupted. Will you be able to just splice it, Sin? I'm sure you will.
Somewhere along the lines.
Your magic. Okay.
You can even just fully acknowledge that we had a technical difficulty. And
I know. We don't mind. We like to have fun. I always worry, but then Sin takes care of it.
I keep little fun things either in the end or beginning or end.
Yeah.
We were talking about Gunbait's 3 a.m. trip back to Ohio.
Because you went to Guardian Con. And I was just so excited seeing everyone there and watching them vicariously through Twitter. But I assume this is your first time going Gunbait?
This is actually my second time. I missed last year, and I suffered from major FOMO last year. And I really wanted to go, but just I couldn't swing it last year. There was other stuff in my life going on. But this year we just we also have family down in Florida, just north of where the event was being held, which was the it was the Rose and Shingle Creek Resort, which is, oh my gosh, that resort is just absolutely beautiful. And it's huge and it's air conditioned, which is like number one on my list. But
good air conditioning, check.
Yeah, but I mean, fantastic venue.
In Orlando, right?
It's in Orlando, yeah. And it's just a, you know, it's just a stone's throw from Universal. So, and just Disney is just down the road from it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Right there by everything.
Well, and that's smart on their part, too. And I don't mean to go into the logistics of Guardian Con, but.
Oh, that's great.
I think one thing that they're picking up on is that people come down to Florida. They were going to Tampa originally. There's not so many, attractions in Tampa unless you want to go over to Ybor City to buy some cigars, which is, you know, cool, I guess, if you're into that sort of thing. But
yep, I'm in.
But you know, with Orlando, it offers so much opportunity for families to come to Guardian Con too, and actually not only go for the main event, but then you can make a vacation around it and kind of pull all your money for one week and make a whole nice vacation, kind of like what we did. So
that is smart. Yeah.
I stayed actually an hour and a half out of Orlando because that's where my family lives, and we stayed at a cottage near their house.
Okay.
So, but basically rented a cottage and Ashley had Elmer Fudd, which I believe he is a previous guest of your show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Elmer Fudd, Ashley stayed with us one night. He's an absolutely, I don't know if you guys know this, but he is like one of the best human beings you can ever meet.
Oh, I know. I believe it.
And his wife is super wonderful. I mean, they're just one of the nicest couples you could ever meet. And it was just, all I have to say is it was the whole experience with just getting to meet him and touch his face was magical.
I believe it was truly magical.
It was. And then the next morning I made him breakfast because that's the romantic thing to do.
Yes.
Was it in bed?
Did you have bacon?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to invite someone to stay with me and not make them bacon. I also made them French style. Well, I didn't do the trifold, but it was a bifold because
the biggest question is, was it in bed, though?
So anywho.
That's a yes.
No, unfortunately.
I remember actually seeing a picture and a table for breakfast.
So. Yes. I'm not a monster.
Go on.
made everybody breakfast, not just Homer and his wife, but wife and family too. But yeah, that was the next day was Guardian Con, and so we left from breakfast and headed on down. And the first day, Brett and I, or sorry, Elmer and I were hanging around each other all that much. It was, we run into each other, which is awesome. But I was the first day I was just kind of taking stuff in. I didn't really do a whole lot of meeting and greeting the first day. I kind of just perused the little stands and tried to sit on it. And with a wife and kid who were not that as interested as I was, it was kind of hard to get in onto panels and say, come on, guys, let's listen to this live recording of a podcast. So I was watching stuff from the periphery a lot on the first day, but managed to meet Man at Arms, which the community is just absolutely thrilled, or all non-Titans are just absolutely thrilled with his most recent video. So, super nice gentleman. Gosh, as I mentioned, ran into Elmer a bunch of times, didn't do a lot of whole meeting and greeting the first day. Managed to Icicle. I don't know if you guys know who she is.
Bad but, Destiny she, joke.
Yes, indeed. She had her stand there where she was, and I managed to snag a piece of art from her and a lanyard from her. So, managed to hang around her booth for a little bit. met Sentinel Gray, which is a friend of Elmer's and Icicle's. And gosh, I mean, I'm just trying to go through the list of people on that day that I met. But Jopa Wrights, I don't know if you had the pleasure of meeting him. Spectacular beard, super nice gentleman. Running around the con with a Golden Girl shirt. It was amazing and beautiful. And sometimes you'll see a person, I don't know if you guys know him or know of him, but there's a young man by the name of Zachary K. Dixon. And he kind of lurks around in, or not actually lurks, he's actually quite an engaged chatter in a lot of people's chats. But he yes. was there, got to meet up with him, and super nice. sorry. Met up with Real Drafty. Or Drafty, I should
Drafty,
say.
Drafty, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He dropped the Real Drafty, but
Drafty always shows up, I think. Does he live around that area?
Or? He does. He lives in Florida. So I don't know if he lives in Orlando, but I was so happy to meet him and I don't know what I was expecting because I never actually saw his face before. So I believe he's taller than me. And a funny dude and just, you know, really laid back and chill but there was like just so many hugs going on the first day. And I'm glad I showered.
And I'm glad you wore deodorant.
Yeah. Second day, I did not shower. I wanted them to capture my essence. That's a lie. Just kind of took in some of the, you know, the sights. Bungie was there, of course. Gosh, it was an amazing setup. I mean, I don't know if you saw any of the pictures on the Twitters.
The Bluebird.
They had all these exotic gun setups. I mean, just these beautiful displays of, and I don't know who made the guns. I don't know if it was Impact Props or not, or if it was from their own arsenal, but yeah, they had even guns from D1. And just an amazing setup. And they had, and forgive me if I'm pronouncing her name wrong, but they had Morla Gordona. Is that how you pronounce it? The voice actor for Aerith Morn? Right.
Yep. I know, okay. You know who you're talking about. Yeah. Morla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was there. She was signing. And let's see here.
And I heard great things about her. I heard she went above and beyond. She would just stay like longer than they were even hoping she would just to get.
Oh.
Talk to as many people as possible.
I couldn't even imagine even getting into that crowd around her. I did not get a chance to meet her. I would have loved to, but there was just a huge swarm of people around her. So, yes, she was going way above. And I think she was loving it, too. I mean, she was, you know, people were asking for autographs and she's taking pictures. And right next to her left, was the Big Show, the wrestler, and which you've probably seen him around other Bungie events before, and you know, on videos on the internet and whatnot. But he was signing things. There was, and forgive me, I don't know who the other popular people were that were next to them, but I didn't get a chance to really even get over to that section of the Bungie booth, but. Not only did they have the gun display, then they had one section that was Morla and the Big Show and those other people signing autographs. But then just to their left, they had kind of a streamer meet and greet where the, you know, streamers would come and sit at the Bungie booth and sign autographs and take pictures. And then basically I'm not even done yet with the Bungie booth. Then they had a whole other half of their section. I don't even know how many consoles they had, but, or I believe there are PCs with PS4 controllers hooked up to them. But they had a huge gaming area, and that's where they originally said that they were holding Gambit sessions there. I think in an effort to kind of move people through, they started holding 6v6 Crucible matches.
All right.
Either way, I didn't even bother to attempt to get into that on the first day. There was a lot of people waiting in line for like something like 4 hours. And my thinking was, I can do that at home. But and that's a lie because I probably wouldn't even go into the Crucible at home anyways. it was very busy at the Bungie booth. I mean, just a lot of people around. And of course, just auxiliary to that and around that, Of course, I had mentioned earlier before we started the podcast, this podcast brought to you by King's Coast. And that's because I just got in from the drive and I'm now drinking some King's Coast coffee, which is quite delicious. So, but they had a booth there and they were serving coffee right at the con, which I was so thankful for.
Those are the best booths. You get people to buy stuff guaranteed if you give out free coffee.
Yeah, well, it wasn't free.
Oh, it wasn't.
The power of convenience.
Sometimes those little samples and those little, yeah, maybe like a little baby sippy cup size thing, and then you can buy a larger. But either way, that is an excellent thing for them to have that there.
Well, and I think also because it is Rare Drop who is running the con, you know, they're facilitating the security and the volunteers for the conference. I think that's good that they can also get their own brand out there for, you know, whatever they're selling, even the, you know, and I don't know if they're what they were making off the con was going into St. Jude's. That's not my concern. I'm just happy that they're there selling coffee. So,
yeah. You know, you said you were mentioning some of like these little booths of people on the side. I think that's excellent. Hopefully they had pretty good. I don't know if anyone kind of knows what like prices were to get a booth. I just think it's great that some of these smaller people, I know like Nerd and Needle was there. Mm-hmm. I know some of the ones that you mentioned. I just think it's great that they can get these smaller community members an opportunity to have a booth. Any other cool thing you saw with those, what do they call them? Did they call them like community artists or creations or?
There wasn't just only community stuff there because in spoilers for later on, but they are changing the name of Guardian Con next year to something else. But they had some vendors that were selling like kids' toys and stuff. Not really anything pertaining to, Guardian Con or sometimes not even gaming in general, but more pop culture type stuff. You usually see those at just about every con you go to. So, and I think you kind of have to have those there if you're going to have kids.
Yeah,
they're in attendance too, just, you know, because the kids may not like what's offered by the vendors. So it's like they had, you know, Pokemon displays and all that, which I was surprised my daughter bought a Pokemon light up globe thing. And so we had to very carefully bring that home because it was all made out of glass. so we had it massively wrapped in newspaper, but I just a few booths down though, but and before I get to that, but most of them were vendors kind of centered around Destiny, the game, if you will. But, I did get to meet Young Khan and, I was very, very excited to meet him. He is a towering, massive man and a beautiful one, but I mean, he's just this, I mean, I was looking up at the dude. I mean, he, yeah, and he's very nice and all that, I really don't have anything bad to say about anybody that I met. I mean, everybody was just so happy and in a good mood, and everybody that I met on the first day was, you know, just absolutely fantastic. But in the rest of the day was kind of met with just me just kind of perusing, saying hi to people, and then pretty much just eating a lot of food. They have restaurants there. It was all really good food. So, and that kind of, I mean, like I said, the first day was kind of uneventful, mainly because, I also had the family there. And, so, you know, trying to manage them and also trying to go through the con and enjoy it. The second day, they wanted to go to a pool. So I said, have at it, guys. And, I said, do you mind if I go to the con? They're like, no. And so I went off by myself and made it there at opening, and pretty much for that day I hung out with Elmer for most of the day, and separate off every once in a while, but we kind of traveled in an entourage of Drafty, Elmer, and I and some alternating people like Sentinel Gray or Jopa. And
didn't you run into Dearest also?
Oh yeah, well, so the end of day one, it was very quick because we were actually, I don't know where we were heading to. We were going to, I think we were going to go to a panel down at one of the stages, and D-Rez came up to us and, you know, we gave him hugs and stuff like that. And I was really happy to see him. And by the way, he has like one of the best smiles in the world. I don't know if you guys know this, but it's a fantastic smile. But anyways, he found us. And so, exchanged hugs, and he said that he was going to head over to something. I think he was trying to get into the Gambit matches or something like that, which I don't know if he actually did on the first day, but we didn't catch back up on the first day. But so that was actually near when he found us. That was kind of nearing the end of the day when we were there. So, but on the second day, let's see here. Gosh, there was, I know that Elmer and I kind of, we were kind of indicating that we wanted to get into the Crucible matches because we heard that you would get a Gambit medallion or a coin. And so we didn't even care if we even played. We just, we actually just wanted to get in line just to get the medallion as a keepsake. Mm-hmm. And so we had, I know we had Sentinel Gray, Jopa, Zach, and Indrafty all with us, and a couple other people, I believe. And we're all in a, and I'm using air quotes here, a line to get into that. Basically, to keep a long story short, we got called a fire hazard about four times, and every time we got into what was perceived a line, with air quotes again, we got kicked out because there was no clear indication of where the line was. And so it was kind of a mess.
You guys were getting kicked out specifically, or it was just kind of like everyone, or
it seemed to be every time they would come up to us and
kind of just like where you were.
Yeah. You guys are being a fire hazard.
And, oh my gosh. That's crazy.
I got kind of, I didn't want to do this, but there's a couple of the people of who were executing this wonderful plan, kind of getting into arguments with each other about why these people were fire hazards, or, you know, because that's, they kept saying, you guys are being a fire hazard right now. And so they would always dissolve the line, and there was no clear indicator of where the line was. And I don't want to deliberate too much on this, but needless to say, Elmer and I, it was the running joke for the day. It's like, oh geez, I don't want to be a fire hazard if I go here. But, so we ended up finally got their act together, and they made a line that actually left the actual main convention hall and looped out outside into the, you know, it was just a hall outside of the main convention center. And, it seemed that they had a little bit more of a process to get people into the booths. And so, we actually got in at the end of day two, and, they were actually closing up, and I walked up to a Bungie employee and I said, hey, we're getting ready to leave. We've been kicked out of the line four times just because, disorganization. But I said, we don't even want to play. We just came for the coin. They're like, yeah, get in line. And I was like, oh, yay. Oh, so then nice. We were so thankful for that. And, we actually played and got our Gambit coin, and our code for, there was a summer event emblem. It was called the Moonsters, so which is a Shadowkeep emblem. So I don't know if it's exclusive to just Guardian Con, but I know I have it, so, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, nice. I think it is. I saw some people offering it up as a reward on Twitter. So I'm jealous. That is a pretty awesome thing there.
Well, that's, yeah, I'm happy I got it. And I realize I jumped ahead to through day two, but it was just a once again, like I said, I mean, I met so many people, and I don't even know if I can even remember them all, but shook hands with the man at arms that day. I had an awkward interaction with Beard Grizzly because he was going to hug Elmer, and I thought he was reaching around Elmer to shake my hand, and I reached mine out and we shook hands, and he was in mid hug with Elmer and also shaking my hand at the same time. And I was just like, oh no, I'm ruining this moment. So, but then he came back to me. He's like, and it was a pleasure to meet you too. And I was like, ah, but he was a really nice gentleman. Got to meet Green Eyed Music Lover. That was kind of another awkward situation where she came up and mistook me for someone else because she rested her head on my shoulder because she was complaining that she was tired. And
And you're like, do I know you?
Yeah, and I'm a little bit taller than her, so I said, and you are? And she's like, I'm Green Eye Music Lover, and she's like, oh, I thought you were someone else. I was like, oh, it's okay. You can lay, and I said, you can go ahead and lay your head back on my shoulder. It's fine. She's like, okay, and she went back to it. So she was a good sport about it. And and a lot of this was happening right in front of Icicle's booth. And there's kind of a bunch of people congregating. So that was kind of nice that we're kind of running into people there. And I got to actually meet in brief passing. I'm sure you guys have seen him, the streamer Schecter17.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Got to meet him really quick. And a lot of because, you know, Elmer and I were going to different things or going to see different booths or something like that. A lot of our interactions on the second day were, oh, hey, you're this person. You're this person, waving, shaking hands and then moving on. So, but it was still nice to actually get to, you know, physically grasp hands and say hello to somebody. So,
yeah. Wow. That's excellent. Excellent synopsis so far. Yeah. Makes me wish I was there.
Do you have any direct questions on this? Because
because
it's all a mess, but
no, we'll see what we have as far as that. Now I know I almost went this year. I'm going to try to for sure make it next year. They said they're changing the name. I was a little worried, but I think, and you know, you probably know too, but they say they're still going to be committed. It's still going to be heavily Destiny based, but they're still changing the name and it's going to be focused on everything. Is that what I'm understanding?
They never said anything about it being heavily Destiny themed. However, Bungie has made a pledge that they're still going to make an appearance there next year and they're committed to helping out this good cause. And by the way, the biggest news that we experience, and I will go back to this question here in just a moment here, but while we were there, though, they had actually breached the $4 million mark while we were there. They actually had a huge countdown up on the screen.
Yeah.
And it was just like everybody cheered and hoorayed and was clapping hands. And it was quite a nice moment. So it was good to be around all those people and reach that threshold.
Nice.
So next year, the name will be changed to Gaming Community Expo. And the main reason why, it's a simple reason is, and I think it's also a smart reason, is to have a bigger outreach to more gaming communities just outside of, even outside of Bungie, because even the main event managers and stuff like that, they still are into other games as well. There's some people who play Apex, which will draw in a huge crowd. A lot of Fortnite players there, because you also have a big injection of money coming from Dr. Lupo a lot every year. He's been doing an amazing job. Did he almost breach the $500,000 himself? I believe it was.
He did pull in something ridiculous and I cannot remember what it was.
Oh gosh, it's insane. But he's big in the Fortnite and Apex crowd. You're going to have a big Borderlands following. So I believe in Gearbox had a huge booth there as well. You were able to play the Borderlands 3 demo there as well. I can't think of what other. So Respawn is from Apex. Respawn EA, I guess I should say. And then Epic with Fortnite. They're probably going to have a bigger presence there. So I think, to be fair to all the gaming communities, it'll be a bigger grouping. But I think that, you know, the people, you know, the main event goers, especially like, you know, the people who have gone to Guardian Con in previous years and before that Destiny Con, I think they'll still be coming down because they know the roots of the con. And so I still think that it'll still be, just by the community itself, there'll still be a heavy presence of Destiny players.
Yeah. Yeah. That, and I believe there will be, it makes sense. I don't mind that there's going to be other things there, but I just want to make sure Destiny at least has a fairly good presence for make it worth it for me, because that's my main jam.
But yeah, I don't think you'll have to worry about that. I think that's going to maintain it. And I think also because the whole, and I don't know the internals of what the situation was from changing it from Destiny Con to Guardian Con, but I'm sure a lot of that was probably coming down from Activision from before. And it just seemed like, you know, with all the people from Bungie, the appearance that I got was that they just seemed to have freedom, you know, even though that they have a massive undertaking by themselves without Activision, it just seemed like that they just had a more lively presence of just being able to reach out to the community, talk to people. Deej was there. He was, you know, I would have loved to have gotten to meet him, but he was also, you know, volunteering with he was actually digging and helping people get to booths. He was also running between different booths and all that. But it just seemed like that he was also just having a good time. And I don't think that they had that freedom beforehand. And I don't know if that was just a Bungie call from before or if it was an Activision, but it just seemed to be, to me, it just seemed to be a different group of people, a happier group of people, you know, just a little bit more excited that they're able to join in on this and jump in with the community a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it too.
It was so apparent, and I was just happy that, I was even able to, you know, go to that booth, you know, and just, you know, gaze at some of the guns and speak with some of the, not as well known Bungie employees, but I didn't get a chance to catch their name. It was also very loud at the convention too. So at times you're having to raise your voice but you know, the conversations were good and asking about, you know, particulars about the gun, they'd be giving you some history on it. I don't think that, you know, if your worries are that because of the name change, which it'll be changing to, I don't know if I said it before, but the Gaming Community Expo, if you're worried about Bungie or Destiny not having a big presence there, I don't think that should be something to be too worried about.
Oh, man. All exciting stuff.
Yes. And exhausting. I mean,
exhausting.
Because, like D-Rez said, I kind of wish I brought better footwear. I thought I was going to go down in the best possible footwear I could, which is my work boots with inserts, you know, arch supports and all that. And even though I was, you know, those are my boots that I work with every day and stuff like that, those are still not enough to to maintain my feet. And my feet were dead by the end of the day. So.
You needed to bring running shoes, basically sneakers.
Yeah, yeah. I planned for that. If you do try to think of your footwear, because this is a public service announcement. Think of your feet.
Well, then you went to Universal after too. That yeah. Couldn't have helped.
No, no. And I'm dead from that too. I'm still feeling that. I have heavily Irish skin, so it's like I'm burnt all over and. And I burn easily, so that was and I even put sunscreen on, so it was all very thrilling, very exhausting, but I wouldn't have traded my experience. Just simply having the time to meet Elmer, honestly, that was my highlight. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, the con was awesome, but just, you know, getting to meet somebody that you actually never really get to talk to face to face, and just being in their presence is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that maybe we can get a few of us that know of each other, you know, a little more. I'm hoping we get a few of us down there next year. So I'm hoping that some of you guys will save your pennies and we can, because I am planning on going again next year. So save your pennies, guys. If you can make it down there, you know, and yes, it is for a great cause, but also getting a chance to meet each other, you know, in person, breaking bread with each other is a great time.
Yeah. I'm planning on it next year and
yeah.
Same. Saying it now on the podcast. So
oh my
you, gosh. You heard it here first. Spoiler.
Well, the dates I'm saying it after too.
Spoiler alert. We're going,
I believe. Didn't they announce the dates? June, was it 27th next year? Let me see if I can look that up. But it was before the 4th now, so...
Correct.
June 27th and 28th, I believe.
Which I'm a little happy for. It's not that much earlier than the 4th, but there was also a lot of stuff that, you know, I usually have yearly family rituals that I go to every year on the 4th that I did kind of miss out on. but I still had a good time. I mean, when Elmer came to our cottage and we had a plan to go out and watch fireworks it was just the next town over from us. It was called the biggest small town fireworks display in the world. And we went there and it rained and it looked like they were still going on with the fireworks. However, we had just ordered food and we didn't really bring rain protection at all. And so we're sitting at, I ran back to the truck to grab blankets. And so we're sitting on wet ground and we're eating barbecue and Cuban food on wet ground on blankets. It was kind of a mess, but we all kind of kept our heads up and we were just soaked to the bone and still had a good time though. But yeah, we made the most of it.
Great. Well, Sin, any other questions about Guardian Con before we talk just a little bit about Destiny tonight? We don't have to talk a lot.
No, it makes me sad I didn't go. I'm sure we're both sad we didn't go.
I'm sad you didn't go.
Yeah, I know. I don't need to bore the listeners, but my wife had to go somewhere out of town. And it was during 4th of July. So I'm like, that's why I'm excited for next year. I mean, it's still close to, like you said, but this one was literally at the 4th of July pretty much. And at least next year will be kind of the almost a week before the good.
I'm going to have to sweet talk my bosses and let me off the last weekend of the month.
Oh, yeah, that could be rough for you.
The weekend. So it'll be probably a short trip for me, but I still would want to go. It would be fun.
Plan it now.
The first year that I went, I basically took a plane down, arrived at Guardian Con, and then the last day, it's been a 2-day event since I've gone, but I basically, as soon as the con was over, I hopped on a plane and headed right back to Ohio. So
back to the grind.
Yeah, but even if you can get that, and I'm hoping it's near a weekend or something, so you can also make a weekend out of it too, or extend a weekend. But
yeah.
Now, Gunbait, you were out of town, so you probably didn't get a chance to check out Lumina or anything yet. But I assume you've heard.
I've heard a lot about it, but believe it or not, I was actually having like a lot of FOMO at the con because.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah, people were saying.
I'm hearing all this stuff about these quests coming out, and I'm just like, I'm gonna be, I'm just now getting caught up to things. I'm gonna be so far behind again. It's like, where did this stuff come from? And
I'm kind of surprised so much has come out this season. Pleasantly surprised. On our last podcast, Lumina wasn't out yet, and Sin and I were talking about how we would like it or not, and
a lot of speculation.
We have it now. I got it pretty early on. Sin, you just got it, what, yesterday or today?
Today, right before the podcast. Because we're recording now 3 days after we typically would. We typically are all recording on Sundays. But it gave me a little bit extra time. We've already made the Tuesday reset this week, which dropped.
Yeah, moments of
spoilers. I guess I don't really know if it's spoilers because it's all over the place on Bungie. But the new pulse rifle.
Bad juju.
Yes. And Lumina. I got bad juju last night. You helped me run through that, Kingsley. And then Lumina, I finished today with a dreaded Gambit part killing an invader. That took me a little bit longer than normal. Yeah, it took me a little bit longer. Even though I got one last night, it didn't count for some odd reason. So I probably didn't get it in the time limit or air quote time limit, but finished it today and then finished the strike to get it. So through all the efforts here this past few days, really, and I haven't played a whole lot since the season dropped, but I'm actually almost at 750 now and got a lot accomplished over the past couple days and past few times I've actually played, especially after that 6-day work week last week. That was a little rough.
I feel like it's kind of weird. They had two exotic weapons and weapon quests, and they had different ways of attaining them, of course, but so close together. I kind of feel like bad juju is way overshadowing Lumina. At least in my eyes, it is. I mean, another hand cannon, and bad juju is just so cool. And we can talk about that if we want, but I don't know. Lumina's cool, but I don't know if it's going to hold out as long as weapons like Outbreak Perfected or Bad Juju that's now out. Any thoughts on that, Sin, or Gunbait? I don't know if you've heard anyone that's gotten it or have any expectations for what Lumina is going to be like.
Did you want to go first, Sin, or did you want me to go?
Go ahead. I haven't really tried too much of Lumina just because I got it today.
Okay.
So I haven't tried.
Well, then I'm going to lay down some expert advice as somebody who has even barely touched the Quest yet. But I've only been watching streams of people using it because I've been trying to get, you know, with limited information of, because, you know, with driving and being at the con and stuff, it's been hard to get the information or have time to sit down and read it. But so what I would do is in my off time, I would just, you know, quickly pull up a stream or something in, you know, with somebody using it. And I was watching Mist 5,000 Watts the other night. My understanding, does it offer healing bullets? Is that something, a perk that it does?
Yes, they are okay. Called, yes. Geez, now noble, I forgot.
Noble rounds.
What are they called?
Noble rounds.
Like no bull rounds?
Noble, N-O-B-L-E.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not
I mean, N-O-B-L-E. I kind of like no bull either. I mean, that's... Yeah. I mean, we don't take no bull from anyone. So
that's what I thought you were saying. It's like, why is he saying it like that?
It is kind of a funny term either way.
I think the concept is neat. I thought that would be the perfect weapon for like a well of radiance warlock, you know, with the healing grenade and all that. You're actually playing that role of the healer. I don't know. I mean, from what I've seen, you know, with Miss 5,000 Watts and a couple other streamers, doesn't seem like that a lot of people are super impressed by the gun, which, I mean, the whole point of the exotic is that it's supposed to do something that other guns really don't. And it does that.
It does.
I just haven't really experienced it to where I can say, oh, this is my gun or whatever. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of my opinion so far. I mean, I am going to try to work to get it. Probably in the next few days here.
You should. And it is cool how they let you build it off of the legendary version, kind of like with the Polaris Lance. So you get to keep the Rose legendary version of the gun, which is almost better in a way because then it doesn't take up a legendary slot. Or sorry, an exotic slot, you know, right. If you don't need Lumina. But as for me, even playing on console a lot, I still like the Last Word way better than Lumina. I played around with Lumina some. It's fine. It's nice. But Bad Juju. Sorry, we have to talk about how awesome that is and how awesome that quest is. I don't know. Have you heard anything yet? It's not really spoilery how you get it. Have you heard how you start it or get the weapon or anything about the weapon?
Yeah, I actually have started the quest, or I've seen the visage of Kallus. So
yeah. So, oh, yeah, the tribute hall, I think, is excellent. I didn't realize this, but, like, streamers are starting to come out with this yesterday and today. More people were talking about it. And Bungie added in a shooting range for us.
Oh, really?
Because in the tribute hall, once you start filling more things in, there are ammo bricks you can get on the side. When you first come in by the Kallus statue, there's primary energy and power. And then there's that shard right behind him on the right. And if you stand by that, that refills your super. On the left, you can access your vault. And then in the main room, once you start filling in the statues of enemies, you can actually activate and they will stand still, but they will come alive where you can shoot them and they kind of interact like an enemy would. So you actually have a shooting range where you can test out different weapons, keep getting ammo back from the entrance if you need, get your super, whatever you want to do. It's brilliant. It looks cool in there. The idea is great. I like how they themed it. It's just pretty cool.
Magical almost.
Magical. But yeah. So Sin and I, because I talked him into it, but a lot of people were saying this is what you should do because it's so cool to get the weapon right away. You can go in and get the weapon quicker, like basically right away, if you just want to drop down lots of resources. So you have to
expensive.
Drop down probably 150K worth of glimmer. So you're going to have to buy more glimmer from...
well, that's not the only thing you need. So,
oh, not the only thing, yes.
Don't just
I was going to... Yeah, glimmer. What else, Sim, is there?
There's
And your firstborn son. And
yeah, there's five different things you can buy from the Kala statue inside the tribute hall. They range from data lettuce. Yes, I called it lettuce. And there's something else like Barry and Bo. You have like four of them are just basically resources.
And glimmer.
The next one is shards and glimmer. And the shards are like 200 and some odd of however many per time because you haven't reduced the cost yet. And the last one is almost 3,000 bright dust and glimmer.
3,000 or 300?
Maybe it's 3,000.
Yeah,
3,000. Okay. It's like 2,800 bright dust or something like that.
Yeah.
But you can get debuffs or cost reduction mods or whatever you want to call them inside the game. The teeths, I think they call them.
Tithes.
Okay. That bring down the cost, and you can do up to 80% cost reduction with that. So that is a little bit more of the grindy aspect of it if you want to drag it out a little bit longer.
And you can only do four of those a day. So as you can see, how many days, four into 80 before you can max it out to do that. Basically, if you've been playing the game and have a lot of legendary shards and at least one other resource, because Spider was doing exchanges for what's the one on the Tangled Shore, the tumbleweed-looking ones? Not the burying bows on the Dreaming City, but
Spirals.
Etheric Spirals. For whatever reason, whatever guns I infused never really need those, so I had a bunch of those. So if you hit it the time of day right where Spider is doing the exchange that works well for you, then you can pretty easily buy enough of these tributes to start the quest right away if you don't want to wait for the prices to come down over time. So we go in and we drop, it was 18 tributes, I believe you have to drop. And you can get a few also for free.
Yes,
from 18. Doing regular triumphs. Like a lot of these triumphs are things that we've already done if you've been playing the game, or other ones are like continue to do the raid wearing Kalos themed armor. And then once you do enough encounters, it'll give you a triumph for that and another tribute. We dropped 18, and that is what starts the Bad Juju quest. Basically, that's all you need to do, and then it starts a mission that you go right into. The mission, I think they did it very very well this time. We've had a lot of these, not a lot, but you know, we've had recently the zero-hour mission and then Whisper, these missions that are good in their own right of time limit, super high power, kind of hard to pass at first. But this one was, they say it was 300 power level. I don't know, just for saying whatever it was, but you could go in and you didn't feel like you were going to just die. You can do it solo. Even if you do die within the mission, it doesn't lose your progress. Even chipping away at a boss, his bar stays where it is. And this mission is heck of fun. It reminds me of D1, where the missions that would take you back into the Vault of Glass or the Crota Raid and turn it into a mission like what they did in the King's Fall expansion. Well, it's the same thing. They take you into the Leviathan, the original Leviathan raid, but it's all in the Ascendant Plane.
Oh.
It is amazing. And the play space is just beautiful. The sound effects are amazing. I won't spoil everything, but you just go through different things that will look very familiar. And you're not doing the raid, obviously, because you can do it solo, this mission, but you're just shooting enemies. And the end is brilliant, too, because you see some enemies that you wouldn't normally expect in the Ascendant Plane. It's not just taken enemies. And the music is amazing. It's a new soundtrack that's kind of rocky sounding, kind of like, remember when they redid the Sepix Prime Strike, kind of like to rock music in D1?
Yeah.
That strike. Well, it's very similar to that in aspect. So I highly recommend everyone who hasn't done that, turn up your music in game when you do this mission. But a blast, not hard at all. And then you finish it and you have the Bad Juju. And this gun's fun. I never really did it much in D1. I don't know if I never got it or what the story was. I don't know if you remember Gunbait or Sin, how you would even get Bad Juju in D1.
I got it as a random drop in D1.
I might have, and maybe I just didn't care or something.
Yeah, I don't think they had much of a, I don't think they had a quest for it or anything, as much as I remember on it.
Okay, yeah, I didn't remember at all, so that sounds right. But
I did have it, but I don't remember how I got it.
Yeah, it probably was a random drop then. We'll just take that as word. But the perks are as you shoot, you can continue to shoot without having to reload, and you can it'll fill your super, and it'll do extra damage as you chain upon enemies. So really good for like groups of ads, kind of like oh, and it does full auto too. So it shoots like a pulse. It does the 3-bolt burst, but then if you hold down the trigger, you don't have to. But if you hold it down, it'll continue to shoot in full auto. So it's a fun gun. I still see times where I'm going to like probably put Outbreak Perfected over it. It's a little Outbreak's a little more hard hitting, but Bad Juju, it definitely has its purpose, especially if you're just like clearing rooms, need and you want those extra buffs, which is pretty cool. And it looks cool, and it sounds cool too. Well, that was the Moments of Triumph tribute. We did the Bad Juju. Anything else we did this week, Sin? Or actually, let's ask Mr. Gunbait.
Yes.
You weren't in the game a lot, but no. What have you been enjoying in the game recently?
Recently, one of my biggest complaints, and I don't like to complain, but when I do, it's for usually a valid reason. But sure. I was just having a bad time of really, really bad RNG. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like that they've made some considerable strides to make sure that leveling is pretty predictable, or you can at least set goals to what you're going to get to level up or to, you know, level up your power. That has been actually going well for me. I haven't had anything to where I'm going weeks on end with not making any progression in my power level and being held back. So when I came back and I did those bounties that got you up to what was it, 690? Yes. That was so helpful. I'm so appreciative that they offered those. But also I found out, because in the last, right before I left for Guardian Con, in 2 days, I leveled up a hunter. And I don't know if any of you know this, but I did not have to do any of those bounties on my hunter. I actually, once I reached, I think it was level 50, that armor automatically dropped for me, for my hunter. So it was kind of nice to get that boost. And then I was able to go on from there and just do my regular daily activities. But also when I came back, I also got the Outbreak Prime or Outbreak Perfector, or not. Is it called the Outbreak Prime still, or?
It is now Outbreak Perfected, and I call Prime all the time.
So, okay. I still OP do as well. Sure. Yeah, there we go. I got that gun. I love it. I almost never take it off just because it's fantastic for ad clearing. I've been massively enjoying it. I've also grown a love of fusion rifles. Being that I'm playing on PC, I really love fusion rifles for taking down huge ads I never gravitated towards them on console, but for some reason I feel like that I can actually either spread out. Clear Knight and I were playing earlier, and we were just talking about the same thing, that, you know, we both feel like that you can actually spread out the bolts. Either if you want to, you can actually kind of do a horizontal shot with the fusion rifle a little bit easier, or just controlling the recoil is just absolutely phenomenal on PC. I feel.
Oh yeah. I'm sure the recoil is. I'm a huge fusion rifle fan, always have been. And I've made it work on console with controller. But have you gotten loaded questions at all?
I have not. Oh, and that was also brought up tonight. And so I just been messing around with a main ingredient. I am on the hunt for a particular Arintel.
Yes. Yes. You want Arintel for Crucible. You want with range. I got a good almost a god roll. You want range masterwork, range scope, and range everything. And then it can almost act like a pulse or a scout. If you play it right, it's amazing what you can do with it.
Yeah, just I'm just kind of, you know, I'm not rushing back into things. I'm just I took a long break from it for a while, and I felt like I was just gaining no progress on certain things. So just because I was just having horrible RNG on things. But it seems like that it's gravitating towards, you know, if you're needing something in a particular slot, I'm usually almost guaranteed to get it in that slot. And that's, to me, I understand that, you know, there's still a chance of RNG because there are times where I get something in the same slot and it doesn't progress me further. Yes, it's aggravating, but it doesn't happen every time. So it's been, you know, for me, it's been a little bit more rewarding. And that's also important for me, too, to actually enjoy the game and actually feel like I'm making a difference, you know, in my play and just getting ahead. But when RNG completely takes over and just messes you up, it kind of takes the fun out of it for me. So, I mean, and there's times where it's like I would like to be raid ready for newer versions of the raid, but and then I feel like I'm just being held back. But yeah, I'm also rambling, but I mean,
that makes sense.
I'm just happy for whatever changes that they made. They seem to be well accepted, at least by me.
Much better spot than what it has been, for sure. That is no doubt about that. Much better spot for RNG.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed exotics dropping more often for you. A lot of people have noticed that in general.
I have. And I didn't know if, because I've done this before where I've taken a couple weeks off or something. And I advise to any any player that it is a healthy thing to do, to take a break. If you ever get the chance to do it, please do. But, you know, just don't get frustrated with the game. I mean, I let it myself get frustrated with the game, but when you do get frustrated, do take a break from it. It is a healthy thing to do, but, yeah, I have noticed. And when I've come back in the past, I've noticed that I get a higher frequency of exotics drop, but like today I was running my hunter and I just got Frosties to drop for me. And just the other day before I left for Guardian Con, I had Stompies drop for me. And I was like, whoa, this can't be. Yeah. It didn't seem like that was right. But
it's happening these days.
Yeah. It's definitely noticeable.
We haven't really talked to you much since the announcement for cross platform saving.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be back to PS4 with cross-save? And the biggest question is, which account are you going to be using for your cross-save?
So because I'm further ahead on my PC, I still have a Titan to level up, but I don't hold any allegiances to, like, I know some people are going to be using their PS4 because they have a longer legacy on that console and they have history with that. My legacy is with friends, so to me, it doesn't matter which characters I use, as long as they're the highest power. And, you know, as long as I can play with the friends, it doesn't matter to me. But on that note, I will be using my PC account from here on out and playing on PS. I will be coming back to PS4 because I won't be wasting so much time trying to level up other characters or whatnot. I'm actually even thinking about, because I also have friends on Xbox that I've never played with, that I now have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't own an Xbox, but I'm now incentivized to possibly, you know, I can pick up a used Xbox for very, you know, little money and pick one of those up and it'd be nothing to play.
Yeah. I know. Isn't this great? I mean, this has been excellent news all around, I'm sure. So that's, yeah, why we kind of wanted to ask you. It's, I mean, you know, Sin and I like to play on PC. We're super excited since we've been more on the PS4 side that cross save is coming. Because now our history that we've spent many, many hundreds and thousands of hours on, we can bring over to the PC side come September and feel the same.
Not have to grind all over again. This is PS4 is where we've spent most of the time. That's really where we're furthest ahead. So it just makes the most sense. And when they announced that, it was like, okay, well, that just tells me where I'm going to stay for the time being until that happens.
Of course.
And then once cross save hits, then it's no holds barred.
It really isn't. Yeah. I, I've talked to this to people. People know, but I've never really said it on the podcast. But I basically have officially built a PC gaming rig. I've played on PC, as you guys know, in the past through other means that still worked very well. But I'm excited for the September update, and when it comes out, I'll be ready to rock and roll much easier than I had to before, switching from PS4 to PC and all around. Very excited.
And like I said, I mean, I was talking with people at Guardian Con that I didn't even know what platform they were on. And, we got to talking, and I was like, are you on PC? They're like, no, I never really got around to building one. I'd love to, but, and it was the same old story of before of, when we had the division between Xbox and PS4, it would have been nice to play with other groups, and just have those experiences with those people. I mean, you had people from, Distinguished Gents podcast, or, before that, Dad Tales. A lot of those guys were on Xbox. I would have loved to play with all those guys. And just because we were divided just by on a platform, that seemed lame, but
yeah.
And it's all held behind locked doors and bureaucracy and all that. But now, I think a lot of that deal is being held by Activision. So, and I think that's true because, great news. There's also no exclusives anymore. So everybody will be the same. Everybody will have the same guns. And so when you get an exotic on one platform, you can bring it over the other console and not have to, or the other, another platform, and not have to worry about, oh, is this allowed on this platform or not? So I think that's smart. I think it was smart for them to get away from that.
Yeah. All very exciting for sure.
Hey, Gunbait, bonus question for the evening. What is your favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
Ooh.
Hey, you're not Gunbait.
Yeah, you're not Gunbait.
It was, what's his favorite ice cream? Well, now we're limiting his dessert choice.
No, yeah, I know. You can be a favorite ice cream type, or it can be a favorite dessert in general. So it's dealer's choice. You can say whatever you want.
Oh, I don't even know why I even have to think about this. It's quite simple. It is carrot cake.
Ooh, I like a good carrot cake.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you? It's the best.
Well, my wife hates it.
Well,
she thinks it's weird.
I like your wife. She's an awesome person, but we got to talk. Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, carrot cake. Do you like it with more of the frosting or not too much? Or
where are you getting at with this?
Ratio? I don't know. I mean, some people have I like any carrot cake, but
yeah,
I like the inside part more than even the frosting.
So I'm very particular about my carrot cake. It actually has to have real carrot, grated carrot in it. You got to be able to, chomp on that carrot. I like, I'm a fan of buttercream frosting.
Chunky pieces? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Like, how you grate carrot.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So I enjoy that. I'm a fan of carrots. That's a weird thing to say.
The hard hitting questions here at the Guardian Hub. Yeah.
But, I like, I like it to have that kind of that strong spicy flavor, almost like a spice cake, but with mm-hmm. carrots in it,
Yep.
They're essentially the same cake actually, but yeah, I actually ask for one every year on my birthday. So, and then I get a lot of judgment of, ooh, you like carrot cake? Ooh. Oh, and also what's the type of nut that's usually in it?
Walnuts.
Walnuts. Yeah. Love it with walnuts.
Yes. Well, you're invited back anytime then, because that was a good answer.
Thanks. What would have been a wrong answer though?
I don't know. Yeah, okay. I know, right? There is no wrong answer.
I like tiramisu.
Tiramisu
is actually good.
I know, it's fantastic.
I guess there is no wrong answer. That's
yeah, there is none.
Everyone's invited back.
Speaking of desserts though, do you know what I saw at Walmart today?
No, do tell.
Pop-Tart minis, like little bite-sized Pop-Tarts.
So I'm trying to understand.
So like Tostinos of Pop-Tarts?
Yes. Like that size, like little, like little bite-size, like chip-sized Pop-Tarts. And I was intrigued, but I did not buy a bag of them or buy a box of them.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask, how are they packaged? Are you still supposed to like toast them? Like, what are they like?
I don't know. I guess you just eat them cold.
Yeah,
I can't imagine you could stick those buggers in a toaster.
No, so what you do is you just take the whole pack. They actually come in a regular size.
I mean, I don't. I'm an expert here anyway.
I'm an expert here, but they come in a regular size Pop-Tart wrapping, and you just cram them all into the toaster and just push down the handle.
Okay.
Sure, it's a fire hazard, but
that's YOLO.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Carrot cake. We'll put that one down in the book.
Well, I hope you do, because it's the best.
Tiramisu, too.
That's also pretty good, too. Especially when it's saturated, and I don't know what alcohol they saturate. Is it like a amaretto or something like that?
I don't even know. It's I read up on it one day, and they use like I think they call them lady fingers.
Mm-hmm. That's a wafer.
Yeah, and then you saturate it almost like a coffee like flavored, which could be like, I guess, amaretto. So I guess amaretto would be it.
Yeah. Ooh. Speaking of coffee flavored alcohols, highly recommend Van Gogh espresso vodka. It's great stuff. It's basically like you're taking a shot of espresso, but
it packs a punch.
It does pack a punch, and don't drink and drive, guys.
Yes.
Also, click it or ticket.
Stay
I'm here with all the PSAs tonight.
Stay safe.
Stay safe and stay thirsty. Mm-hmm.
Well, Gunbay, anything else you wanted to mention before we call it for the evening? It's been great having you as a guest this evening.
No.
No? Okay.
I'm to be completely honest, I'm happy to be on, but I'm exhausted.
So. Yeah, we like to keep our show. And this was an excellent talk about you got me excited when you were describing the whole Guardian Con. And again, we can't wait to go this next year.
Go on. And that's an Elmer Fudd saying right there. Go on.
Yep.
I'd also like to say this too. I know my wife doesn't listen to the podcast, but I'll have to just tell her, hey, tune in sometime. But I would like to thank her as being my own personal photographer the whole week, because I was just trying to figure out how I'd even be able to manage to take photos and also be able to just take in the experience. And I'm so thankful that she was there with me taking the photos and allowing me to enjoy the con and stuff like that. But I mean, she was just on the spot, just taking photos of everything. And I'm so appreciative of it. So she was awesome.
Oh yeah. Thanks, Mrs. Gunbait and Mrs. Fudd and everyone who's so awesome.
Yeah. And Mrs. Fudd was also very awesome, as well as being his own personal photographer too. So I think he was doing the same thing, just trying to take in the con as much as he could. And I have to say this, for a first time Guardian Con visit for him, he must have had one sweet visit, because he didn't have to wait out in 95 degree temps outside of a Tampa Convention Center.
Oh, yeah.
In the sweltering heat and with other sweaty Guardians. he managed, there's no lines really to get in. They were all really good about security. The security people were so nice, and it didn't seem like a threatening experience to leave the area and come back in. So it was just a really good experience. But I mean, if you're concerned about that, they also had really good security too. So
excellent. Oh, so excited for next year.
Next year, it's on.
It's on.
I hope you guys do it, because I'm hoping to, I don't know what and maybe we can talk about this off recording, but I would like to work out something maybe possibly down the road to either, save some money if we can all go in together or something like that. But we can talk about that later.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And we'll certainly talk details later, or at least have some meetups or things like that. But yep.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on. Before we give our closing contact info, we have no iTunes reviews this week. So as always, listeners, yes, please leave a review. It helps people find us, and we will read it on the show.
And one major announcement that just happened this week.
Yes. Oh, yes. I was going to get to that.
We just started something amazing.
Go ahead and announce it, Sin.
There's been people asked a few times as we've been playing around. Obviously, we were in a clan prior, but over the past few days, based on the amount of people asking and just requests, we decided to open it up and create the Guardian Hub clan. Thanks to Kingsley for starting that. It is now up and running, so you are able to join with PS4, Xbox, or PC accounts now.
Yeah. Yeah, and we would love anyone to join. We're never here to like steal anyone away. But if you're in like a less active clan or just want somewhere to go, feel free and consider our clan. And as always, you know, clans can be any platform. So if you're on PS4, Xbox, or PC, we welcome anyone.
And on that note,
yes,
I was going to say something like, you know, so why do you guys hate Who Dog? No, but,
you know, we love Who Dog.
And I was just going to say, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you guys also got a clan going. And I'm just happy that, you know, you're also just building your own community. And when we got together with Hoot Dog, I mean, it was just kind of thrown together and you know, start off as just a bunch of friends to get together. And I'm just glad that you're just, you know, getting in yet another community together to join together as, you know, as friends. And I think it's really cool. And I congratulate you. So.
Oh, thank you. As we all know, like all these communities that we have, like, again, with previous guests we've had on the show and we all promote each other. We're the Destiny podcast, the Destiny Discords. We're not here to like be in a competition. We're here to talk about each other, play with each other, promote each other. You know, it's a great community that we have for the most part. I'd say the big majority of Destiny players are great players. And let's keep it that way. Be good guardians. Be good to each other.
Yes. Or I'll block you.
Or I'll block you.
That's not being very good.
So. I'm just kidding.
So, Gunbait, if you have any contact people you want to give people, now is your time.
Let's hear. I'm on Twitter at Gunbait101. I'm going to hold off on, well, I mean, I'm on PC. It's not going to matter much in the next few months here, but I'm on PC as Gunbait101 #1341. And I'm also on PS4 at Gunbait101. But hopefully you can just find me through the Bungie.net app. And it'll just be all one you know, account that we can all find each other under. So
yeah, hopefully
that way I don't have to list off all the different accounts. So.
Right. Which, speaking of Sin, how can people get a hold of you? And me too.
You can find me in purgatory.
No places.
You can find me in all the places. Unfortunately, not all the same, but twitch.tv/SinMedia, Sin is C-Y-N. And on Twitter, Sin_Media. Kingsley, what has love got to do with it?
I'm not sure, but you can find me at Kingsley Mac on PlayStation and on Twitch. And on Twitter, you can find me as MC Kingsley. Ooh, and you can find the dog in the background.
Scare
What's
the
your dog's gamer tag?
Milo.
Milo.
Hashtag Milo.
He always a PC player.
Hopefully everything's okay, right?
Yeah. I was just making sure it's not like a baby falling or something.
See, guys, Sin actually leaves bear traps all around his base. Are you still in the basement, by the way?
No. No crickets.
Oh, where are you? Oh, okay, gotcha. You
He's
would be
upgraded
here.
To the main floor.
Oh, my. Yeah. My, how have you grown?
I know.
But yeah, so I was going to say basement, but Sin actually leaves bear traps all around his house. And what you heard was Milo getting trapped.
Oh, no.
He would do something like that, to be honest with you.
So send all your condolences to Sin Media on Twitter.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening. As always, you can find our show at guardianhub.com, but it doesn't matter. We are having a great time tonight. Oh, Gunbait, thanks for coming on. Thanks for being
thanks
an excellent
for having
guest.
Me.
Yep. And until next time, we wish everyone a great week and talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.